We welcome our friends from Bethesda, and we welcome Jasmine, and I think that's it. I've not been given any notices. Anybody have anything, though? Victoria and the boys, yes, welcome. Birthdays. I know we have Joan and Linda this week on the 28th, both of them, and Christine Legg is on the 30th. Sue, it's your birthday this week? It was Friday. Anybody else this week? No? So we'll sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God's love go with you. Happy birthday to you. Sue, I hope you had a lovely day on Friday. And ladies, I hope you have a lovely day on Wednesday? Tuesday, yes. Prayer is available at the end of the service. Anybody who's requiring prayer, please just make yourself known. We will start with our call to worship as we continue our theme of kings and queens of the Bible, and today it's King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. And if you could respond with the yellow, please. Who among you is seeking the wisdom of God? We long to hear God's words spoken to our hearts. Who among you is seeking God's bright and holy truth? We long to learn the ways of wisdom and righteousness. Who among you is seeking a spirit-filled life? We long to live lives of holiness and light. God grants God's wisdom generously to all who ask. Come near, people of God. Let us worship in wisdom and truth. Let us pray. God of holy wisdom, we are seekers on the way to a deeper wisdom and a wider vision. Our lives are full of information and opinions, but in the midst of it all, we long to hear the voice of wisdom, your wisdom, God, cutting through the noise and teaching us how to live. We have come here this morning to learn wisdom from your word, from your Holy Spirit, and from one another. We have come so that wisdom may call us out of the darkness and into the light. We have come to have the deeper, richer, wisdom-filled life that you have promised to each of us. O God, make us ready to hear the words spoken to our hearts this morning. Call us to hear your wisdom and grant us the courage to respond. Amen. And we're now going to sing a block of three worship songs as to you for your creation. The earth is so bright and full of splendor, especially at the moment, with trees and flowers in bloom in such a variety of colors. Your handiwork is amazing. We praise you that you are always there for us, and we can praise and speak to you anywhere and at any time. And we are free to do so. We are sorry that sometimes this week we have not acted as we should or as you would have expected us to, and we have messed up. Please wash away all the wrong things that have been thought, done, or said. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us, and your promise in the Bible is to forgive us if we truly confess our sins and say we are sorry. We ask your forgiveness now and ask that you guide us and help us this coming week to be better. We thank you for your forgiveness and thank you that you love and care for us, that you are always there and always hear our prayers. Thank you for helping with our problems and never leaving us on our own. All these prayers we give to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who taught his disciples and us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now I'll hand over to Helen. And I omitted to welcome Helen at the beginning of the service. Sorry, Helen.
When you've just had a look at it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your many blessings to each one of us. We ask that you'll take these tokens of money, gifts online that we've made in love, our love for you. We ask that you will use them. They will be used wisely in this place to share of your love, peace and blessing to those who come through the door. May we share the love of Jesus. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have a short prayer of intercession. And just have your hand open. So we're going to say a prayer using our thumb and our fingers that, again, maybe you will remember during the week. Let us pray. Our thumb closest to us. Heavenly Father, we pray for wisdom for those in our family and closest to us. Our pointy finger, those who point the way. Heavenly Father, we pray for wisdom for our teachers, leaders, pastors, doctors, and carers. Our tallest finger, Heavenly Father, we pray for wisdom for world leaders and those in power, that they may make just and wise decisions. Our ring finger, we pray for wisdom for those who are ill, lonely, recently bereaved, or struggling. And our little finger, we pray for wisdom for ourselves, that we may be humble and teachable, and that we may be able to ask you for wisdom. And Lord God, our world often seems filled with noise and shadows, and we need your wisdom to know how to live. Fill us with your wisdom to make good choices, to be kind and to show your love to others. Help us to trust in your ways and walk in your light. Amen. Let us stand and sing our final hymn, Be Thou My Vision.
Be Thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that Thou art. Be Thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, Thy presence, Thy light. Be Thou my wisdom, be Thou my true word, be Thou ever with me, and I with Thee, Lord. Be Thou my great Father, and I Thy true Son. Be Thou in me dwelling, and I with Thee one. My sword for the fight. Be Thou my whole armor. Be Thou my true might. Be Thou my sole shelter. Be Thou my strong tower. O raise Thy.
And we share in the messy grace. I'm just thinking about Anna. Yeah, oh, just to get up. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't think you'd want to be here till. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen.